California regulator allows rules for converting wastewater to drinking water. California regulators approved regulations on Tuesday that would enable water system agencies to establish treatment protocols for converting wastewater into high-quality drinking water. The Water Resources Control Board said this would allow water systems throughout the state to generate a climate-resilient water source, while reducing the amount of wastewater released into rivers and the ocean. On top of helping us build drought-resilient water supplies, direct potable reuse offers energy savings and environmental benefits, Joaquin Esquivel, chair of the Water Resources Control Board, said in a statement. And most importantly, these regulations ensure that the water produced is not only safe but purer than many drinking water sources we now rely on, Mr. Esquivel added. The regulations were developed by the board over many years after an assessment by a panel of experts that the standards are protective of public health. A state law required the board to approve these regulations by December 31, a deadline met with just days to spare. Darren Polhimis, deputy director of the board's Division of Drinking Water, said the new rules require the wastewater be treated for all pathogens and viruses, compared to regular water treatment rules, which only require treatment for known pathogens. In addition, the treatment is so stringent that it eliminates all of the minerals that make fresh drinking water taste good, meaning they have to be added back at the end of the process. Critical new tool for water managers. Adil Hagakalil, general manager of the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California, said the new rules will give water managers a critical new tool as we confront the challenges of climate change. A portion of the purified water produced will be used for groundwater replenishment, while a portion will go through an additional DPR treatment process, then be delivered to one or two of our water treatment plants for further treatment and delivery across the region. This flexibility will allow us to ensure Southern California has a reliable water supply in dry years, while taking full advantage of water available in wet years, Mr. Hagakalil stated in a press release. He said the new rules will help advance large-scale water recycling projects that are currently in the works while enabling water managers to consider new projects that have not yet been contemplated. Water reuse will become an even more integral part of our state's supply reliability, Mr. Hagakalil added. The Metropolitan Water District of Southern California, which serves 19 million people, aims to produce up to 150 million gallons per day of recycled water. A project in San Diego is aiming to account for nearly half of the city's water by 2035. Water agencies will need public support to complete these projects, which means convincing customers that not only is recycled water safe to drink, but it's not icky. The Associated Press contributed to this report.